Hey, kids, it's time for Science Fun with Professor Kelvin and Little Timmy.
Professor Kelvin. Oh, Professor Kelvin.
Over here, Timmy.
Hi, Professor Kelvin.
Hi, Timmy.
Ooh, what are you doing?
While I'm making paper airplanes.
Paper airplanes?
That's right, Timmy. You see, paper airplanes are sort of like little models of full-size gliders. And, do you know how to make a paper airplane?
I sure do.
Well, here, try one.
Oh, boy. You know, I make mine different than you do.
Yeah.
You see, I fold it this way instead of that way.
Oh, yeah.
Let me try it. Wow, it flies really good.
Yeah, that went very well, Timmy. Do you know that there's a way to test your airplane see how it would handle out in the elements if it was full-sized?
No.
And gravity has no effect on it.
No effect? How do you do that, Professor?
Well, come over here with me. Yeah, you see in this window here, you see what this is here?
Wow.
This is called a wind tunnel, Timmy.
Wow.
And you can take models of all sorts of aircraft, and you take a small size and you multiply it, and using mathematics you can figure out how it will fly if it was full size by putting in this tunnel.
Wow.
This doll here, you can increase the wind flow underneath the object that you've got hanging there on this metal chain. You can increase the wind flow from a gentle breeze all the way up top, 10 times stronger than the strongest hurricane we've ever had.
What's that there?
That there is I can introduce sand into the wind.
Sand.
And to also test the durability of the craft that you're trying to test out there. And it also, it doubles for me as a little sandblaster. That hunk of metal that's hanging there, I was trying to remove the paint. And so I blasted it with the sand, and you can see it's shiny, clean, and it looks great. And we could test your airplane, Timmy.
Oh, boy.
Would you like to do that?
Yes, I sure
would.
Okay,
take your airplane, go on in there, and remove that hunk of metal from the chain, and put your airplane up there.
Okay. I'm going.
Hey, Professor, it's too high. I can't reach it.
Get something to stand on, Timmy.
There's nothing in here to stand on. I can't reach it. It's too high, Professor.
Well, go out there and get something out of the lab.
Oh, the only chair around is that one out in your lab. And that's too heavy for me, Professor.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Professor, you're going to have to go in there and put it up for me, because I can't reach.
No, I'm not going in.
Oh, go ahead, Professor.
No way, Timmy. No way.
But the kids are waiting. They're depending on you.
Oh, I'm going to have to let them down this time, Timmy.
Come on.
No, there's no way, Timmy. I know what's going to happen. It happens every time, Timmy.
What, Professor?
I'll go in there, and then you'll trip or you'll touch something, and then you'll hit me with hurricane-force winds, and just when I think I can't bear anymore, you'll release the sand, and it'll flay me alive, Timmy. It'll flay me alive, and I can't take it, Timmy. I'm getting too old for this stuff, and I know you mean well, but I just can't go in there, Timmy. I can't take it, you see? I'm at the end of my rope, Timmy. I can't do it.
Oh, Professor. Look, Professor, you know me. I'm a good boy, and I keep my word. I've made a couple mistakes in the past, I wasn't thinking. But I'm thinking today, Professor, and I cross my heart and hope to die, and I make a double promise to you, Professor. I give you my word, and I don't break my word. I will stand here by this door, and I won't touch those controls. I won't go down near them no matter what happens. I won't go near those controls. I'll stand right here until you come out.
You're going to stand there.
I promise, Professor.
You promise.
I will not break my word. You can keep my promise. I keep my promises. You can depend on it, Professor.
Well, Timmy, you are a good boy, Timmy. I know that.
And
if
you, Professor.
If you keep your word this time.
This
is it, though, Timmy.
If you
break your promise this time, that's it. No more experiments.
No,
I don't even want you coming here anymore, Timmy.
All right.
Just this last time.
Okay.
The last time I'm going to do this with you, Timmy. Don't you break your word.
No, right. I won't break my word.
Give me that airplane. I'll go in and I'll go in and hang it there.
Okay.
You're going to stay by the door.
Yes.
All right.
I'm
Let me go in there and hang this up here, and we'll do our little experiment with the wind tunnels.
Okay. All right. I'm going to show you, Professor. I'm going to stand here, and I'm not moving, no matter what. I'm just going to stand here. Oh! Little kitty! What are you doing here? It's that little kitty. I saw this kitty when it was on my way over here, and I fed him part of my tuna sandwich, and he likes me. Kitty, you follow me here? Oh, kitty. Kitty, I'm all out of tuna. I'm all out. I ate the rest of the sandwich. I'll give you more later. Oh, yeah, you're a good kitty. Okay, kitty, come back here, kitty. I can't... Kitty, get off the control panel, kitty. That's not good.
Kermit,
I can't get you,
Kermit,
kitty, because I gotta stay right here.
There? Get him out of here.
I see him, Professor.
Get that cat out of there.
Kitty, kitty, don't... careful, kitty. Oh,
Kermit,
kitty started the... He started to win. Oh.
Kermit!
Kitty. I can't get you, kitty. I'm stuck over here because I made a promise. Oh, don't push that button, kitty.
Uh-oh.
There goes the sand. Sorry, Professor. I made a promise, Professor. I'm not breaking my promise. I'm staying right here. Okay. You released me from my promise? Okay. All right. I'll get you, kitty. I'll get you, kitty. I'm turning it on, Professor. I'm turning the dial down. Okay. Okay, Professor. Hey, Professor, I kept my promise. I didn't move until you released me.
No, you didn't move,
Timmy. Oh, gee, Professor. You know, from a distance, you look really shiny. But when you get up close, you don't look so good.
I don't feel so good, Timmy.
You want me to call the ambulance, Professor?
No, man. You see that button over there? Just push that button, Timmy. The ambulance, they put me on... 24-hour standby.
Tune in again next time, kids, for Science Fun with Professor Kelvin and Little Timmy.